Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualcomm and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quichua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Unceded Airwaves, which broadcasts every week from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people on CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Season 2, Episode 31 of Unceded Airwaves. My name is Mario, and I identify as Niska from my mother and of European ancestry from my father's side.
Hi, my name is Maya, and I identify as Ashkenazi Jewish and Irish ancestry from both my mother and my father's side. And I am a settler going to school at University of British Columbia doing graduate studies, and currently I am out by the Nechako headwaters working with the Cheslada Carrier Nation.
Hi, this is Laura. I'm a new student here at UBC, and I'm happy to join the Indigenous Collective.
Hello, my name is Carly. I'm Icelandic settler on my mom's side and Cree Métis on my dad's side, with a little of Croatian and English mixed in there as well. I'm a master's student in creative writing here at UBC and spending a lot of time on the First Nations Indigenous Studies floor as well this summer.
We are the Indigenous Radio Collective. Every week we discuss Indigenous issues, current events, and entertainment. We are a collective of Indigenous and non-Indigenous students who use our weekly airtime for our own self-representation.
We strive to center Indigenous voices on our show and to build narratives that empower Indigenous peoples. Self-representation in media is something that Indigenous peoples do not often have access to, not to mention that when dealing with non-Indigenous media, there can be issues of representation that arise, people not being represented the way that they would hope to be and should be. This show gives us the opportunity to share and define who we are as Indigenous people. Indigenous cultures are incredibly diverse, and the nuances of our diversity are not always represented in the mainstream broadcast media. It can be hard to find positive Indigenous role models in popular media, so this show offers an opportunity to highlight some influential Indigenous people.
If you can relate to the goals of the show and are wondering how to get involved, please reach out. You can always reach us on our social media, Facebook and Twitter. If you have a voice for decolonization, then we want to hear from you. Everyone is welcome, and there's no experience necessary. Our weekly meeting during the summer is at CITR in the lower level of the Nest, just after the show ends at 12 p.m. noon.
If you are aware of a great Indigenous artist, send us a tweet using the hashtag UncededMusic, or send us a Facebook message at Unceded Airwaves, and we will do our best to get it on the air. And if we play a song you send us, we'll give you a shout-out. We're always looking to hear from our listeners about what you're up to, so let us know about any Indigenous artists that you're into right now and what events you're attending or promoting. As always, we'll post a link to the podcast of this episode after the show. We'll have our weekly Unceded events listings to share a little later in the show.
And as always, we want to recognize those occupying their territories through direct action, such as Maddie Lee of the Gitxsan Nation, Unistoten and Wet'suwet'en peoples, those occupying Lilu Island in the Tsimshian Territory, the Chilcotin Nation, who are legally battling Tetzako Mines Limited, and the Nacho Nayak Dun, Tronda Kwetchen, Tetlit Gwichin, and Vuntut Gwichin peoples fighting to protect the Peel River watershed. First, I should say that the battle that these people have been fighting is sitting in the Supreme Court right now, awaiting arbitration. But someone just told me, someone from Whitehorse told me the other day that there's been a change of government recently in the Yukon, and apparently the new government is very interested in working with the peoples to come up with a solution that involves a greater protection of the Peel River watershed. So hoping that's not just lip service, thankful to hear that it's a possibility.
We also want to thank our show sponsors, NORAD Electric and the Decolonizing Water Project. We wouldn't be able to continue doing the work of community radio without their support. NORAD Electric was formed 30 years ago and is owned and operated by Norman Day from the Tahltan Nation. Norman has been involved in the electrical field for over 40 years. The Decolonizing Water Project aims to support water security for Indigenous communities. The project is funded by the Social Science and Humanities Research Council. The project will run from 2016 to 2023 and brings together leading Indigenous thinkers, natural scientists, artists, lawyers, and community members. Rooted in Indigenous law, it will use the most innovative Western scientific advancements in monitoring technology to create a hybridized water governance and monitoring program.
Today's music show features Indigenous musicians with roots from the Badlands, the Plains, and the Rockies of Alberta.
Far too lonely. Now I'm from the west, the far northwest. I'm here for the money, I do confess. I'm living close to ma, I'm running a chainsaw. I'm cutting trees for the G's, but don't you judge me, girl. I just might be getting ready for you. You ready, baby?
Feel like there is nothing I can't do. places, real dark places that I hide. And I got poisons, oh, so many poisons to ease my mind. And I'll drift away even when you're holding me tight. Got a lot of repair left to do to make everything alright. There ain't no way I'm gonna let you go, baby. There ain't no way I'm gonna let you go.
You just heard from the band Sorry Edith with the song Beautiful Burner, and before that was an amazing track by the group Northern Cree and their song Red and White. Before that was a track by Kaylee Cardinal with the song There Ain't No Way, and also the band Ghost Keeper with their song Haunted. You're listening to Season 2, Episode 31 of Unseated Airwaves at CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. We just learned some fantastic news that the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission, the CRTC, is fulfilling an urgent need for radio stations for Indigenous people in the cities of Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary, Ottawa, and Toronto, which have not had a station entirely devoted to Indigenous people since 2015. The new stations will broadcast on the following frequencies. Vancouver is the Northern Native Broadcasting on 106.3 FM. In Edmonton is the Aboriginal Multimedia Society of Alberta at 89.3 FM. In Calgary, the Aboriginal Multimedia Society of Alberta at 88.1 FM. In Ottawa is the First Peoples Radio Incorporated at 95.7 FM, and in Toronto is the First Peoples Radio Inc. at 106.5 FM. Congratulations to the new stations on getting your license. We here at CITR and the Indigenous Collective are very excited to be hearing more from y'all in the future. A quick quote from the government page says that since the Canadian broadcasting system plays an important role in reconciliation between Indigenous peoples and the Canadian society, the CRTC wants to ensure that these Indigenous communities are well served. Furthermore, the CRTC says it will continue to initiate a review of its Indigenous radio policy to ensure that the regulatory framework is effective and reflects the realities of Indigenous stations serving Indigenous peoples. You know, I always wondered why I haven't seen an Indigenous radio station in Vancouver yet. You know, for me back home in New Hazleton, we'd had Native radio for years, so I think it's only a matter of time now that we've finally had Indigenous radio stations, not only here in this major city, but also in the other major cities across Canada. So we look forward to hearing more, but I'm also just a little bit critical as to why it's taken so long. That being said, there's some fantastic Indigenous radio shows here in Vancouver, so we just want to give them a quick shout out. And now back to our show with today's music, featuring Indigenous musicians with roots from the Badlands, the Plains, and the Rockies of Alberta.
Thank you. my truck like to hit the streets. See just how many pretty girls we can meet after 2 a.m. on the weekend. There was a 9 out of 10 standing outside the bar. My name is Shane, how you like me so far? Was my pickup line. It's been working since 99. She didn't even say a word. Turned on her heel and flipped me the bird. Lately we don't have the effect we used to have on the girls. Me and my old pickup truck. These days we don't pick up much. But there's chrome on our hood. Man, we're looking so good when we're looking for love. I know we'll be rolling again someday soon. Somewhere around the bend I know we'll have better luck. Me and my pickup truck. Still looking at me. I asked her, are you from Tennessee? Because baby, you're the only 10 I see. She smiled back, much to my surprise. I need a map, cause I'm lost in your eyes. Was the last thing I said before her purse hit my head.
Wow, I'm so impressed and blown away by all this Indigenous music today. We just heard from Shane Yellowbird with the song Pickup Truck, an Alberta classic. As well, we heard from the band Blue Moon Marquee with the song Ain't No Stranger. You're listening to Season 2, Episode 31 of Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam peoples. Today's music show features Indigenous musicians with roots from the Badlands, the Plains, and the Rockies of Alberta.
And as promised, our weekly community events listing. Our weekly events listing is intended to help bridge the social gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples. We aim to promote community events that are safe and open to all who wish to engage with more Indigenous peoples. And this is something that we were talking about before the show. I think if you're hooked in, as I am, especially on Twitter, it's very easy to see what's going on out there, to keep track of the events listings people are posting and letting you know what's going on. But if you're outside of this loop, things may happen, important events may come and go, and it's something that I actually hear a lot in my community, in the creative writing community, sort of, geez, I didn't know that was happening, I wish I had. So here at Unseated Airwaves, we're working hard to make sure that people have a chance to know what's going on out there, and as well as letting you know on the show, we post these events on the Facebook page. You can always check that as well. So first up, A Night of Indigenous Erotica, curated by Samantha Knox. Samantha is an amazing poet. You should check her out. So this is Lay of the Land, is A Night of Indigenous Erotica. And it's a night of space taken back and reclaimed for queer and two-spirit Indigenous poets and writers to call back our sexualities. Through 500 years of colonization, spaces to safely express love, longing, and relationships to each other and to the land have been directly attacked. So this night will be a night of learning to love again and connecting with each other and to the land. Promises to be, what is it, beautiful, messy, vulnerable, funny, and erotic. That sounds like fun to me. And that's tonight, June 19th at 7 p.m., A Night of Indigenous Erotica, curated by Samantha Knock at the Roundhouse Community Center. Check the Facebook, the Unseated Airwaves Facebook page for more information.
The Native American and Indigenous Studies Association, NAISA, is coming to UBC June 22nd to the 24th for their 9th annual general meeting. All events at the Longhouse are free and open to the public. You can view the schedule of events and panels online and also follow the event on Twitter at NAISA2017.
And coming up next week, from starting 4 p.m. Sunday, June 18th, until 6 p.m. on Tuesday, June 20th, ILSA, the Indigenous Literary Studies Association 2017 conference. It's happening on Stolo territory in Chilliwack, B.C., at the Stolo Nation Teaching Longhouse. This is really exciting for me. I'm going to get to head out for a couple of days. I think there's lots of great stuff is going to happen there, but perhaps one of the most newsworthy things is that there'll be some discussion. You might have heard about the Emerging Indigenous Writers Fund. It's a Kickstarter that went up after this cultural appropriation prize, the crap that we discussed a lot a few weeks ago. So the fund has raised almost $120,000, I think. I mean, it just keeps rising. It may be more than that, I'm not sure. But ILSA is, there are people that have been, there's a committee formed through ILSA that will be administering this prize. And I think there's going to be some discussion about that at the conference. So I'm excited to go. I'll try to get some interviews or to talk to a couple of people, and I'm looking forward to reporting back next week.
The next event is the Indigenous Storytelling and Screening Night on Wednesday, June 21st at 7 p.m. at the Grunt Gallery on Great Northern Way. There are two exhibits happening. First is Thunder in Our Voices in conjunction with NAISA. It is an interactive exhibition with Drew Ann Wake, Dr. Gordon Christie, and Martina Norwegian. The second exhibit is Four Faces of the Moon by Amanda Strong, featuring a screening and book launch. Join them for further conversation on National Aboriginal Day on the evening before NAISA begins. For more information, visit the Grunt Gallery website, grunt.ca.
And of course, we have to mention National Aboriginal Day at Trout Lake on June 21st, 2017. Join us for a community-based full day of events to showcase and honor Indigenous cultures, spirit, and diversity as we celebrate National Aboriginal Day together. For more information, just check out Vancouver National Aboriginal Day. It should come up. The event's being hosted at Trout Lake. There are several other events going on that day, so be sure to pick whichever one you really feel interested in passionate about. For the one out at Trout Lake, the breakdown of the day, it starts off actually at 9 a.m. with events beginning at the Vancouver Aboriginal Friendship Center with a delicious pancake breakfast and some live entertainment. The dance group that I'm a part of is actually going to be showcasing some songs while everyone's having some awesome pancake breakfasts. And then moving on, there's the join the community for a friendship walk for at 11 a.m. as we leave the Friendship Center. It's always so amazing to see everyone going from one end of the Commercial Drive all the way down to the other end of Commercial Drive to Trout Lake. So be sure to be part of that too. And then also at 12 p.m., you can enjoy the day celebrating in the park with food, music, dance, performances, and art vendors, and just so much more. If you haven't had a chance to go check out National Aboriginal Day, come on out. There's tons of people more than welcome to just to hang out and get to know more Indigenous peoples' practices and customs. This is an opportunity to really get to know us, so look forward to seeing you there. Well, that's it for us here today at Unceded Airwaves, broadcasting to you from the ancestral and unceded lands of the Hunkamedum-speaking Musqueam peoples. We hope that you enjoyed yourself listening to the music today. Unfortunately, I couldn't find any more music from Alberta. Maybe you guys can give us a quick shout-out with some favorite tracks that you enjoyed that are from some Albertan artists. So we're just going to play off the rest of the show with a few additional Indigenous artists from elsewhere. Here they are.
Must be blind, got this. This Lakota Sioux, all red, everything, red nation rising, yeah. Revising our story, they're televising, huh. Child of the plains, I see 2020, yeah. Poverty porn, TV pimpers for money, nah. Tell Diane Sawyer, I am a warrior, yeah. Give me your camera, send pal to your lawyer, free all my people, get them out of prison, yeah. Take them to Sundance, show them how we're living, right. Give youth an outlet, disadvantaged prodigies, feed these Republicans all our commodities, put them on the res from the day they're born, they won't survive cause their cancer is airborne, put them in our schools, put them in our shoes, take away their money and give
give them our booze. Red, make everything red. Words of my ancestors up in my head. Food for thought, our kids underfed. Your oil is mud, they want the earth dead. Oil for blood, making you rich. You soil my love. Oil for blood, my mother is clean. That oil is mud. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Everything's red, everything's red. Red, 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 dead. Red, dead, red. I can't afford to leave the res. Government has got me trapped. The leadership need a tip, and most of my tribal leaders whack. They don't wanna hear that, they just wanna chill. I'm sick, I'll go to IHS and get a pill. For real? Like a song without a title, yeah. Feel forgotten, like slaves picking the cotton. Forever tribal, with no connection to the Bible. Flying, people rotting, sometimes I'm suicidal. Feeling like no exit, generation X shit. Text messaging sex, what I connect with. Technology, get this world to acknowledge me. My ancestors studied numbers and astrology. Lakota philosophy, keep them haters off of me. Keystone XL, you smell like an atrocity. To my home and my ancestors, I'm loyal, yeah. Build that pipeline and I'm burning down your oil. Oil for blood, oil for blood, making you rich, you soil my love. Oil for blood, my mother is clean, that oil is mud. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Everything's red, everything's red. Red, 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 dead. Red, dead. Red.
They don't seem to be bothering me is when I'm reading Discord or magazine. Check out the June edition. Features an interview with Only a Visitor and also the Shilohs. You find out how you can impact the music festival lineup diversity. What it's like living at the intersection of the queer and indigenous communities, and about how the tenants union is combating the rental crisis in Vancouver. Thanks to our advertisers, Timber Concerts, Mid Records, The Rio, Rastafest, The Rickshaw, and Live Van.
The most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities.
You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m.
Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women-identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender-fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Allow me to tell you about Unseated Airways.
What's that?
Isn't that some kind of indigenous radio show?
It sure is. Tell me, are you down for decolonization? Yeah. What?
I certainly wish I could hear about indigenous issues, people, and events on the radio.
You're in luck, because Unceded Airwaves talks about all these things and more every Monday morning at 11.
Music from indigenous artists and coverage of all the hot happenings in indigenous art and entertainment.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, wow. And they broadcast all this from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people?
Find out for yourself. Monday mornings at 11. Yeah. Or find episodes online at citr.ca.
Today we're joined in the studio by the Cedar Program Youth.
Where you are at.
We cannot be dangerous, but we can be dangerous. We ain't not dangerous.
You just heard tracks by Cela and Rose, as well as Silver Jackson. Of course, the local Skookum Sound System, and Frank Wan. Up next is a song, Dear to My Heart, by Buffy St. Marie. If you know it, sing along.
Up where we belong, far from the world.
This has been Season 2, Episode 31 of Unceded Airwaves, broadcasting to you from the ancestral and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people at CITR 101.9 FM. Take care and have a fantastic week.
High school is not free in Kenya, East Africa. As well as tuition fees, families must find money for uniforms, including shoes, textbooks, calculators, dictionaries, pens, pencils, and more. For poor, rural families earning the equivalent of $2 to $3 a day, this is often an impossible challenge. Will you help educate bright, very poor Kenyan youth to help them find a road out of poverty for their families? Just $50 a month will allow that to happen. Gifts of smaller amounts can be combined to give youth a chance through KEEF, the Kenya Education Endowment Fund, a registered BC